This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, an opportunity to go in-depth and tell you about a number of facets of the Oregon State University Extension Service. And Logan Bennett, one of the agents there, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So I guess, first of all, let's talk about Extension, kind of what it is, some of the things it does, and a bit about its history, because it's been around for a long time.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, first and foremost, the Extension Service provides science-backed information to residents of the state, and every state has an Extension Service. It's got a long-standing history. We're actually in the 109th and ninth year of Extension. But we'll go back a little bit before that and look at even 1862, when President Lincoln signed the Morrill Act that set up the land-grant college system. So that's where this all started. And then in Oregon, in 1868, we turned the Corvallis College into Oregon State University. That's our land-grant university here in this state. And between 1888 and 1889, we started to establish research farms and present something that was called the Farmers Institute. That's the forerunner to Extension. And that was an annual event where we looked at the results of research happening on research farms and presented that to farmers. Well, in 1914, the Smith-Lever Act began, and that's when Extension really started. So that's when we started doing informal education for rural residents who either didn't have the time or the funds to invest and enroll in college courses. And so that was an extension of college education, and we became the Extension Service then.
Wow. A lot of people probably didn't even know most of what you just said. The Duck fans like the idea that it was called the Corvallis College, but we'll just stay on the high road and just save that for another maybe the sports station down the hall or something. So, I mean, it's been around for a very long time, and obviously a lot of emphasis there. You go back to the land granting and all of that. It was really, you know, in an evolutionary phase for the nation as well as Oregon.
Absolutely. So this isn't just an Oregon-based thing. Extension's all over the nation. And we go to provide research, networking, collaboration with farmers and other organizations. So, for example, in Douglas County, one of our more famous extension agents, Wayne Mosher, helped develop subterranean clover. And that was through his research efforts that we found a new way to feed and manage livestock in this county.
Wow. So sometimes just helping people leads to some interesting results.
Absolutely. And sometimes those results can change the way we do agriculture.
Wow. So a big influence, and as high-tech as our world is, ag, though, is still a big deal.
Absolutely. And ag advances just along with the rest of the world, too. There's research going into things like UV gamma radiation to treat powdery mildew in wine grapes, and looking back at traditional and cultural methods to see if those are now effective or as effective as they used to be for pest control.
Wow. So for you personally, I'm curious about your background, how you got interested in the whole ag area.
Yeah, that's a good question. And the short answer is originally I wasn't. I went to OSU for my undergrad and graduate research, degrees. And I originally was at OSU for natural resources with an aim to get into the Fish and Wildlife Service.
So what turned your direction?
I took a soil science class, Soils 101, with a professor named James Cassidy. And I realized that soils really were my passion.
Wow. Now, not a lot of people can say that, frankly.
Yeah.
What was it about soil that just got you so intrigued?
Soil is the basis for all life. And if you look back through history, we've chosen a lot of places as societies where to establish and live based on what we can grow.
A lot of times, an average person is not necessarily all that aware of the soil around them. This comes up sometimes when you're buying or selling a home.
Yep.
Because people, a lot of people actually don't ask about that, but should. And you find different architectural issues, or not architectural issues, but issues with a home sometimes if it's on soil that shifts or causes mm-hmm. other problems. You have cracks develop and things like that. And then some soil, I mean, I even know enough to know this, some soil is better for growing certain things on, and some's really, really makes it hard.
Absolutely. A fun little fact, my brother is a civil engineer, so we have opposite views on soil. He wants things that'll compact and stay where they're at, and I want well-drained soil that's easy to dig through so we can grow crops in it.
So apparently this is where these discussions happen on holidays.
Absolutely.
Wow. So how did you end up on the staff of Oregon State University Extension Service?
So when I went to grad school, my goal was to become an extension agent. And at the time, that looked pretty good. But I happened to graduate on March 13th, 2020.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so things shifted a little bit, and it was hard to find a position in academia at the time. So I did the next thing, or the next logical step, and actually went to work for a crop consulting company. And that was a really great experience. I got to learn way more than I thought I knew about agriculture, and I was really focused on permanent crops. So during those few years before I became an extension agent, I spent time all over Oregon looking at cropping systems ranging from cherries to hops for beer.
Wow. And of course, the state is so diverse in that regard.
Yes. We're a state of what we call niche crops. So we grow a lot of things that aren't grown in the Midwest or in other parts of the United States. For example, blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries, filberts, things like that. And sometimes over the decades, you know, we haven't grown some things. I mean, blueberries are a lot bigger now than they were when I got here. And filberts have kind of come and gone and things like that.
Yeah, we tend to want to follow the markets and keep an eye on, you know, what's happening globally. And that might be for an export crop. Like, for example, with filberts, we're the number one producer in the United States, but we're actually a pretty small percentage of global production of filberts.
You know, and talk about blueberries, because the acreage for that has increased quite a bit, and just where some of those blueberries are ending up.
Yeah. So blueberries are really a great Oregon crop. One, because blueberries are native to the States. And two, we have naturally acidic soils, and blueberries really like that. And because of the Missoula floods that happened 10 to 15,000 years ago, we ended up with a lot of loamy soil. So we have a soil here called mollisols that are well-drained and perfectly suited to grow blueberries. So we ended up being a really great spot to start producing these. And that's awesome for us because we have farmers markets and local systems in which we can purchase these fruit, but we can also send them out. So blueberries from Oregon get sent all over the world.
So talk about your role specifically here in Douglas County with the Extension Service.
Yeah, so I'm a small farms coordinator. And what that typically means for the small farms program is that I work with growers who make under $250,000 in revenue. And working with growers can be anything from going and taking soil samples to helping develop planting plans, fertilization guides, or putting on educational workshops to teach folks about facets of agriculture.
Now, as you've gotten to know folks, because you've been here about a year?
I'll be a year in April.
So what kinds of things have you learned about the ag folks, the farmers around Douglas County?
That's a great question. There's some really cool things that I've taken away from this job so far. One of them is that economy of scale is really important. So before I came here, I worked largely with export growers that were selling commercially. And in Douglas County, we have this really awesome, rich culture of small farms. And when we're working with small farmers, techniques that we might use for pest control or fertilization may not be the same as it would be for a 400-acre farm. And so I've really learned to adjust and develop new strategies when working with farmers of all scales.
And it seems like here we have kind of a mix of a few of these long generation, long farming families, but some people who came here to get into ag.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about things I've learned, we have so many great farmers here that have really rich history. My friend Matthew Brady was recently telling me about the history of prunes in this county. And so I get to learn a whole lot about not only just farming practices, but what has been happening traditionally and what currently is happening in Douglas County. And we do have a lot of farmers who have generational farms. So they've been growing crops since their grandparents have been growing crops, and it's been passed down over generations. And we do have folks who are looking to establish new farms here too, which is really great.
All right, Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service. More when we come back. The interview is a KQEN podcast at 541radio.com. 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQE. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt coming up, part of KQE and Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow we'll go in-depth about the celebration of literacy. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service in with us today, talking about the farming community, a lot of different agricultural-related things. And what about farm acreage? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Douglas County is 41% rural, so we actually have a lot of farms here. And in Douglas County specifically, we have over 2,000. We have about 400,000 acres in farmland right now.
Wow, and I think a lot of people, especially if you stick right around Roseburg, might not realize that.
Yeah, because of our rural acreage and the size of our county, there's farms kind of all over the place here, which is really great.
So a lot of things going on with Extension. Let's kind of roll through some of the things that you've got coming up. And you mentioned a working group, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So the NRCS puts on an annual working group where they kind of talk about the programs and financial assistance programs that they have and provide a conversation for other organizations to come in, talk about what they're doing, and kind of workshop through those. This year, we're planning on opening that up to a lot of organizations, and we also want stakeholders to attend. So
what's NRCS stand for?
That's the Natural Resource Conservation Service through the USDA.
So how soon is that coming up in terms of people getting involved?
So that's going to be on February 24th, and we have the lineup for speakers pretty much ready to go, but we'd love to see you there.
And how do people get connected with that?
Yeah, it's a free event, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 4:30. We're breaking it into two sessions. So 8 to noon is going to be ag and food-related topics, and then 1 to 4:30 is going to be forestry-related topics.
Now, is that on a weekend? Or
that's going to be on a Friday, and that's okay. At the Extension office. So just show on up.
And you mentioned as well a needs assessment launching this month. Explain what that's about.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. So I'm actually working with the USDA NRCS on this again. And what we're trying to do is encapsulate Douglas County through an assessment that helps me and my collaborators at NRCS determine what the needs of the agricultural community in Douglas County are. And the reason we're doing this is I want to provide more relevant classes, educational programs, and workshops for you, the grower.
So basically a chance to really find out what information people are looking for and get a little more connected.
Absolutely. And we're trying to make this as widely as available as possible. So it will be on the Douglas County OSU Extension website. We're also going to be taking this out into the public and doing a handout paper survey. So if you want to get a hold of this and fill it out, it will be available. Please get a hold of me.
So one of the classes, one of the annual events, really, Spring into Gardening isn't that far off as well. And I know there's always a lot of excitement about that one. Talk about how it's going to work this year.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. So as Kyle mentioned, this is an annual event for Douglas County Master Gardeners. It's coming up on Saturday, March 11th from 8 to 3:30. And we're going to be having several sessions, three, that will be broken up throughout the day. And you'll have the opportunity to learn from about things like veggies, growing them, backyard permaculture, all the way to gardening on a budget, raising succulents, or caring for fruits and berries.
And where's that going to be at?
So that's going to be at the Phoenix Charter School this year. That's 3131 Northeast Diamond Lake in Roseburg.
And how do people get connected to that?
Yeah, so this class is available right now to register for. And that's on the OSU Extension website. Just jump on to Douglas County Extension and look for events.
And it seems like to me that during the pandemic, with everything that was going on, there was an increased interest, even more than there had been recently, in people growing at least some of their own food.
Yeah, absolutely. Food security and food sovereignty have become a pivotal issue in American culture right now. And so folks are kind of leaning towards learning how to produce their own food, and this will help you actually do that.
And a lot of people, you know, that was not ever really a focus, but during that period of time when they were, you know, at home, maybe working from home that way, and a little more isolated from things and didn't necessarily want to go out to a store, and all of that, started to really look around. But even before that, it seems like coming out of the 08-09 recession, there was interest there too, that is really where all this started.
Yeah, it's important to know where your food comes from and that you'll have a reliable source of it. So this food security issue really has been sort of growing, and folks are more interested in learning how to produce their own garden. And this has been a reoccurring issue for a long time in the United States. Back in World War II, people were looking at growing victory gardens, and that's sort of resurfacing.
And I know as I've traveled into other parts of the world in years past, that is so common in so many areas that almost everybody is growing something, not necessarily to, you know, be a lot of space or do a lot, but, you know, growing a couple crops and one of the neighbors grows something else and they work deals or trade or whatever. And because just of the economic conditions and in areas that have a high poverty level, that's really the way how people survive.
Yeah, it definitely can be. And gardening also gives you some really great opportunities. For example, if you really like tomatoes, you can pick and choose exactly what variety you want and sort of gear that towards your preferences. So there's a lot of opportunity in securing your own food, really digging down, pun intended, on what you like and making decisions about where your food comes from.
You just have to, on the tomatoes, you have to water them at the right time. It seems to be where I have epically failed. We won't go into too many details about that. You've also got another thing coming up, mud and manure.
Yeah, so this is a collaborative effort between OSU Extension, Douglas County Soil Water Conservation District, and Umpqua Soil Water Conservation District. This will be a really fun workshop. It's going to be two parts. We're going to do a lecture/workshop part on March 22nd at the OSU Extension office. And then once we develop the cohort or the folks that come to that lecture, we'll determine a date in June and actually go visit a field that has been impacted by livestock or horses. And we'll work on technical assistance to improve that, meaning we may actually have grant funding available to fix up that field or paddock while we're there.
Wow. So a lot going on. The other thing that, and I just went by this the other day, the Discovery Garden. A lot of people see it when they go to River Forks Park. A lot of people don't know much about it.
The Discovery Garden is a great place. It's run by our Master Gardener program here in Douglas County. And we have a learning garden located there, which has different forms of home horticulture. So, for example, if you wanted to learn about xeriscaping or growing without water, you could go there and check out that garden. Or you can learn about Japanese gardening styles or about rock gardening. And then on the other side of that, we have greenhouses where we grow and produce the plants for the plant sale every year. And we have a victory garden, which is really awesome. We donated almost 11,000 pounds of produce this year from that victory garden.
So people tend that, keep it going throughout the growing season.
Absolutely. It's a little slower during the winter time just because plants aren't growing as much, but we really kick things back off in April, and feel free to come give us a visit.
Wow. So a lot going on with Extension, and you know, you've just been at this for a while, but are you finding a lot of people, especially more urban folks, aren't always aware of what's available?
Yeah, it's always sort of a challenge to get information out there, and that's why we really love doing things like coming on this radio show. But the more outreach and information we can share, the better.
So if people want to find out more about any of these things that we've talked about today, give us the information on the website and also a phone number.
Absolutely. So if you just Google Douglas County Extension Office, our website will pop up, and you can check out our events, who we are, and who your staff is here in the county. And then also, if you want to get a hold of me about anything, you can give me a call at 541-236-3015.
Logan Bennett, Oregon State University Extension Service, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
You've been been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.